was in my affair, one of the worst things that I did, especially looking back on it now, is I villainized my husband and rewrote our history because I had to justify what I was doing and I had to feel better about myself in what I was doing and choosing to do. I had to make him out to be the bad guy. The hardest thing for me to look back on is how I was able to manipulate myself and lie to myself and literally rewrite our past to rationalize what I was doing.
Look, this doesn't have anything to do with an affair. Women are going to demonize the man no matter what. The man is always going to be the bad guy. And even if you find a quote-unquote good woman or a pretty decent woman and have a family with her and all that, you still have to learn how to manage being seen as the bad guy all the time or people trying to paint you as the bad guy all the time. Specifically her, but then she'll get her family to see you as the bad guy and then they'll start saying little comments like you're the bad guy. You have to learn how to manage that as a man if you're going to have a family, period. Don't pay attention to it. It's nonsense. It's all ridiculous. But at the same time, be self-aware and make sure you're not actually being on some BS. But you have to regulate yourself. You have to know what's BS and when somebody actually has a point. No matter what bad happens in a woman's life, if she has a husband, somehow it's the husband's fault. If she got a boyfriend, somehow it's the boyfriend's fault. Oh, I stubbed my toe. Why didn't you tell me the bed was there? We sleep in it every night. Don't you know where it's at? It's always going to be your fault.
We choose to rationalize and justify and rewrite the history. We even rewrite the past, as in everything. Like, I don't know if I've ever felt feelings for them. Have I ever been attracted to them? Did I ever have joy? Our relationship has never been that great. And to the betrayed, they're like, what? We were literally laughing and having the grand time like two months ago. We literally somehow are able to twist our entire relationship.
Okay, everything she's saying is true, but she won't end it with, because I'm a terrible person and I'm trying to be better. And I have been a terrible person my whole life, but I'm trying to be better now. I realize I was terrible, but I'm trying to improve. I mean, I guess that's the undertone, but she's not just going to come out and say it. Another thing I want to point out, do you think she would have these same type of revelations after she had a affair or after she cheated on a boyfriend when she was 19 or 20? See, women only start thinking deep into things like this when they old and effed up. After 30, after 35, after 45. Because when you're not young and cute no more as a woman, the world holds you accountable for your wrongdoing. But then you could just jump on TikTok and reframe it and still make yourself to be the victim. And then you could have a bunch of people on TikTok talking about, oh, don't beat yourself up. We all make mistakes.
The very high possibility that Larsa was around Michael Jordan's son when he was only a kid back in the 90s when the Bulls were winning all of those championships. For all we know, she babysat for Michael back in the day while he was out gambling before Game 6. And
Whoa.
now these two are potentially shacking it up.
Whoa.
It's like I always say, never expect a woman to have morals. A woman is going to do what suits her at the time regardless. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. If it's going to benefit her and she feel like she can kind of get away with it and get what she wanted out of the situation, she's going to do it. There's no greater code of ethics with women. And you're going to get effed over bad if you ever think any woman is driven by morals and values and ethics instead of feelings. So don't ever get confused or lied to or tricked into believing that.
Are you serious, bruh? So you're telling me Scottie Pippen's wife used to babysit Michael Jordan's son, and his son grew up to start dating her? Bruh, Scottie Pippen, your girl just made you look like a fool. It's
And Michael Jordan's son, he's just happy to have some poon on his peen. See, this is a dude that don't pull women. Because a lot of guys will, forfeit morals, values, and ethics for a whiff of some pee. They don't care who they have to betray or what type of scumbag stuff they got to do as long as they can get a chick in their bed. It's pretty pathetic.
You have to become the type of man that the type of woman you want would
Because that is
like.
what's
Wait, wait,
required.
wait, 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 wait. If I have to become the type of man that the type of woman I want wants, correct?
You have to become the type of man that women want. Yes.
Perfect. And if I said to you, you have to become the type of woman that the type of man you want wants, is that correct as well?
wrong because men and women are not the same.
Yeah, the double standard is real. The expectation is men have to all be Superman and a woman can be a pathetic, lazy, rude, loud piece of garbage and Superman better value me and respect me because I'm a woman. That is how society pretty much see it. No matter how low value a woman is, society will tell Superman, hey, you better not mess this up, Superman. And she could be complete trash. And the world will still look at it like that. Don't mess this up, Clark.